coming up.
Valeant Pharmaceuticals, did they make a valiant effort to assuage nervous investors? We will tell you what you need to know.
Your Money Matters has you covered all week long. Money Beat Monday, Stock Talk Tuesday, Wealth Wednesday, Heard on the Street Thursday, and Financial Free for All Friday. Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Ambition comes with earbuds. Now, Money Beat.
Welcome to the Money Beat blog. Today we'll be talking about Valeant going public, in a way, you might say. I am Paul Vigna. I'm joined by Stephen Grosser, John Carney, and Maureen Farrell. And look, let's talk about Valeant. I made a little joke there that they went public. They did not have an IPO. This clearly is a company that has had a publicly traded stock for a while, a stock that has been under rather a lot of pressure. And what happened today, Maureen, and you were listening to it live, and you guys all were, so everyone jump in, is that the company, look, they made their case to the public today is what really happened, right?
They did, and the response was not good, really. I mean, the stock, we've seen the stock go down about 55% from its high, that it all-time high hit in August. And it's down, it's been mostly in the red, but it's still down about 1%. I mean, in theory, the bottom could have fallen out today. That was a concern, but it didn't really gain. And we're so far, the stock is so far down. I mean, that was the real investor response.
And some people were expecting them to, you know, like thought there was a chance that the shares would actually rebound if, you know, because like one of the problems is the investors really don't have a lot of clarity on how they're using these specialty third-party pharmacies. And investors were demanding clarity. Like they didn't even know they were using them up until last Monday. Now they wanted clarity. And the stock, I mean, how much of the stock was down 30% last week?
35%.
But I actually think the response was incredibly interesting because it's just this muted response of like people aren't really satisfied, but they're not hammering.
What did they say? So I didn't listen to the conference call, guys. I was busy on my Walking Dead stuff. Someone tell me, what did they actually say on this conference call?
So it was a 75-minute call. Most of it was spent addressing their relationship with this company called Philidor Rx Services, which one of the revelations of the morning was that Valeant spent $100 million in December 2014 to acquire a right to buy Philidor. And this is a specialty pharmacy through which Valeant sells a portion of its products.
And how much of it? What portion of its product or what's the revenue stream? Was it like it's roughly around like 6%?
Yeah, they said 6 to 7% this year so far, roughly, give or take. So, and they also made the case for why it was not material for accounting purposes. They said
10%.
Yeah, it had to be 10% of the company's overall revenue, something else.
And the smallest company, I think, made $900.
Yeah, let's get exactly. Carney in here. He hasn't said anything
so
yet.
They tried to explain some of the technical details about how their relationship with this company works and why they weren't under an obligation to disclose it beforehand. What they didn't get at, though, and this is why I think investors are still troubled, is why things are set up this way. And that's what worries people, is we now have a much clearer view, and it was a long presentation, and they have lots of slides describing how things work between the company and Philidor. But what we don't really understand is, why are you set up in this way? If everything's – and the other thing I would say is also people would have thought that given that they had many days to prepare this, that you would have gotten a crystal clear idea about what's going on. And the fear that we still don't understand exactly how this company works, why it's set up the way it is still there. They did not dispel that. And so when you ask people, so – Why is the relationship with Philidor the way it is? People would say, you know, I still don't know.
And it seemed like it was just so rife with potential contradictions throughout. I mean, one thing they said was, okay, it's not material for accounting purposes. That's why we never disclosed it before. We're totally fine there. But they said, you know, we acquired this option to buy Philidor last year, and you should all feel really comfortable because our entire management. Our audit and risk committee all went to visit it. So it's, you know, why would everyone on your audit and risk committee go there, but it's not material? We went to their headquarters. it raised a lot more questions than it answered.
All right, we are going to leave it there. That wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Money Beat. You can check the full podcast out at WSJ.com/podcasts.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.